Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast, cause you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is, what day is this? Friday. That's what day it is. Fantabulous Air Friday, March 29, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Van 98 here, along with.
All right, good morning, TNT. Well, we made it. You survived another week. I survived another year. Now I know what it feels like to be 60. Oh, my God. My back hurts. No. All right. So before we get started, though, so let me get this. Okay. I want to absolutely positively thank everybody for all the cards, all the gifts, and all you guys who showed up last night at the party. Modesto, Oakland, New York, Texas, and
Chirac.
You guys from Alabama. Oh, Chirac, yep, she was in the house. Yeah, a bunch of different people flew in. But these guys was telling me their story, and they're like, hey, man, let's just go. See how much the tickets are. They're like, shoot, $900. I said, y'all paid $900 to come and spend 3-4 hours here at party. And they said, yeah. So we've been listening to you for 10 years, so yeah, we did. I can say thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate open mic. I got the gifts, got the cards. I was actually going to try and get on with you guys this morning, but as we can see, I didn't make it, and we're late here. But thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody. I really enjoyed it. All right, let's get some business done. I see you put out some tweets or put something in the forum. What's that all about?
Yeah, we had some updates. Let's see. From Thursday evening, we had a source reported some bank rates on the screen. Zim, 22 cents to 24 cents. Dinar, $3.51 to $4.43. And dong, 47 cents to $2.23. Also, the Iraqi Minister of Finance had requested that all ministries convene and have financial reports completed for implementation of the 2019 budget. And in the brackets are my thoughts. How long? Not long. Also, Iraqi TV was broadcasting that past Prime Minister Abadi stating that the process to arrest past Prime Minister Maliki for the downfall of Mosul was initiated and requested that present Prime Minister Mahdi enforced that decision. Also, an announcement regarding Iraq's financial situation pertaining to its currency is expected on Saturday. Time will tell. And then this morning, we squeezed in an update Friday morning early. Reportedly, the IMF is pushing Iraq to raise their exchange rate to attract investors for the reconstruction and reforms efforts, including trade with neighboring countries. Prime Minister Mahdi is still saying by June it will all be completed. Time will tell on that also. And that was it as far as the updates. Where do we go from there?
That's really all we needed to hear, right? So, I was trying to get back to my screen. You can hear me, right?
Yes. You sound good.
Oh, okay. So our news is that IMF is saying change the rate, which we already knew they wanted us to do anyway. Right? Our news is Mahdi is saying, okay, it will all be completed by June. He didn't say it's going to be started in June. He said it will be completed by June. That's April, May, 60 days to get all the reforms done. What we do know is their banking situation is going to change on Saturday, as is everybody. It's going to be Basel III compliant. Iraq's going to be international compliant. We know that's going to happen. We think there's going to be an announcement on Saturday. Actually, I know there pretty much should be. So, something is going on in Kurdistan right now that is not going on in Baghdad, but which I expected to be going on in Baghdad today or tomorrow, that will bring all this thing to one of two things. The brightest light that's ever been shown on it, or the completion. Should be occurring this weekend. The brightest light that's ever been shown on it, or the completion. I'm not telling you guys exactly what it is, because I was told I can't tell you until it's in writing. I said, well, shit, then they won't need me to tell them, because everybody will know. But anyway, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that word. But anyway, it's super fantastic news. Those who were at the party last night, I did, in fact, tell them, because they were at the party, so everybody could get home and be prepared to do what they need to do. I can't broadcast it to the world yet. So, if you know somebody who was at the party, that's who I'd be calling. I'd hang up and call them right now, as a matter of fact. So, everything else is good news, guys. I'm excited. We're excited. It's almost over. And hopefully by Monday, I can start planning for Vegas and our trips. And we can start planning our 10-day pay it forward. So, if you guys want to know what I just said, wait till CIA gets on the call. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Favored Highly says, Tony, you shared on Wednesday that the guy with the XKR exchanged 500 trillion ZIM at 3 cents. Do you think we will be limited to 500 trillion ZIM when we exchange?
No. I do not think we will be limited at all. That was just the limits to the SKRs that they were accepting at the time. And because he did that, they actually cashed him out 2 weeks ago. But that is as much as he could cash out, because that is as much as his SKRs were, simply put. I do not think we're going to be limited. And the ZIM goes, which it looks like it is, each bank, determined on the bank, will be able to determine the payout structure they want to use to do that. That's probably going to be the only difference. Okay, who's next?
See, Esther Key Gal. I have a concern that if I can't donate right now, that my past donations given before you were tracking them with phone numbers will not be recognized for being eligible for the Vegas event. Don't worry. That had nothing to do with it. So if you, whatever donations you did in the past, and there's still record of it. So I'm just asking folks to do the telephone number now for something new that I'm doing, but it won't preclude you out of anything in the Vegas event. Okay, you lewd says, I just want to say, after RV support, after the RV support, your local food pantry, not just for the poor. Okay, not a question. Atlas 51 says, according to yesterday's update, it was stated that an announcement regarding, is the announcement coming from the CBI, GOI, or finance minister? And do you expect to see the announcement in writing or just an announcement to the citizens?
Yesterday's what said that?
The update that, you know, it was yesterday's update about the announcement expected on Saturday.
Well, you know, are they asking who is the announcement coming from, or what is the announcement going to be about?
You know, is it coming from the CBI, the GOI, or the finance minister? And then do you expect it in writing, or is it just going to be an announcement to the citizens?
Oh, no, I think it's from GOI. They should have articles out about it, and this is what they've done. And it's involving the banking system, so we should see that pretty easy. We can see it pretty easy.
Okay.
And then there, yes, could be another announcement, possibly to all the citizens. That's what we're looking for.
Autumn Wood says, you stated a couple of days ago that you had a friend that exchanged them. Do you know what series were exchanged? Also, is there still a 20-80 split?
He didn't do a 20-80 split that I know of. So that wasn't the program. He did 5 100-trillion notes, the same ones that we have. They took 6 zeros off. He got 3 cents, is what he said. That's $3 million per note. That's what he received from his SKR. Did that answer everything?
Okay, I think so. Alan, hold it. Charlie O.K. says, are we past the point where appointment of certain ministers in Iraq are an issue for the RV to happen?
Well, you know what? For the last 2 weeks, you guys go back. Have you seen any articles or anything arguing about the ministers? They put the names up there. They say they're going to take a vote, and nobody has said anything else about the ministers except they're going to vote, on what day, whatever day they talk about it, or right after they do the RV. Because nobody's arguing about it, again, guys, because it's done. They're just waiting for what day to announce it. So whether we needed them or not, I'm sure we have them or not. We've moved on, and we're seeing more and more articles about the exchange rate going up because that's what they're concentrating on right now, today. Now, I don't look for anything today unless it's after 3:45. And hopefully by then, I'll have a definitive answer. And I'm just saying that after 3:45, markets close, anything could happen. Saturday morning is their first business day. Anything could happen. Things are already happening in Kurdistan. Anything could happen. And we know everything happens in Kurdistan first. Even though they all agree, somehow or another, Kurdistan moves 2 days ahead of them. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Alan says, has the memorandum of understanding been discussed here before? It looks like the window is upon us, according to the MOU from March 26, 2019 through April
23rd, 2019. I don't know, because I don't know what the MOU is about. I didn't see it.
Okay.
So I can't answer that. Now, if somebody want to send it to me, I will look at it and see what we're talking about. But unfortunately, I've been drinking scotch, smoking cigars. But Tish might send it to me. Go ahead.
All right. Movie Life says, my home address is in Oregon, but I spend a great deal of time in Southern California for work. Will I be able to exchange there if I'm there when this happens?
You're supposed to exchange where you live is what we're getting and being told, okay? But if you have an address or something there, you can always try because nothing beats a failure but a try. But we were told you're supposed to exchange in your district. Okay, next.
Okay, you already answered Buddha's question about Zim, so I won't ask that one again. Let's see. Angels WME. As suggested, I plan to do a trust or personal foundation managing with my assistants to my 25-year-old married daughter. In case of divorce, will her husband get 50% of it? Her husband will only get 50% of whatever she owns. She doesn't own anything in a foundation or a trust. She's just managing one. Okay.
Oh, she just got married and he's divorcing her already? And he's trying to say she's going to get divorced? Okay. All right,
let's
good.
See. What is this? Dia Deso. I'm not sure how that's pronounced, but anyway. We've discussed contract rates forever. But do you have any idea how long one would have the contract with that bank if we take it? That makes a difference. One could live with 3 to 6 months, but not years of bank contract involvement. Do you know? Didn't we say the contract was 90 days? Yeah, but didn't we say the contract was 90 days now?
No, we said the NDA is for 90 days. Now, nobody said you had to contract with the bank to get the contract rate. We just said it's something that probably make them more willing to give it to you or enhance your ability to get it. Because the contracts, when you make investments or put your money in the agreements that you're doing, we were told, or 5 years, to be anywhere, 3 to 5 years, you're doing it, and it's for your benefit. And it was renewable every 5 years. So if I'm going in and they're paying me 10 or 20% interest on my money, and they're making sure I'm involved in these investments, whatever our agreement is, for 5 years, that's what I wanted. You're not going to do a 90-day contract or a 6-month contract and think they're going to give you 100% of their efforts when I'm going to walk in and do a 5-year contract for more money, and they know we're long-term business partners. Where do you think they're going to concentrate their effort at? This guy's gone in 6 months. We don't care. You know, put him in this or that. This guy's here for 5 years. Let's give him our best opportunity so he renews at the end of 5 years. I mean, that's what would make sense to me. Okay?
Okay, Scout Dad says, regarding the bank screen spread, if bankers see a spread, in parentheses, 47 cents to $2.23, how do they decide what you get? Is it based on what you ask for?
Okay. So you guys understand, when they put the range, it's not a spread. It's a range that the dinar can come out at. It can come out at 47 cents up to 227. That is not what's going to happen when you go do your exchange. Whatever the rate is at that moment, it could be 53 cents. That's what you're going to get. It could be $1.53. They can't negotiate with you in between that range when that's what's on the screen. Okay. Unless, like we're talking about, you're doing something long-term with them and they decide, hey, we're going to give you more and you're going to sign this NDA and do that. The banker doesn't decide if Sherry gets 47 cents and Donna gets $1.25 because I like her better. It doesn't work that way. The average person who walked up to the teller is going to get the rate that was on Forex that morning when the bank signed on. That's going to be the rate. That's where it's determined at. Everything else happens with the wealth managers. Okay? Next.
We just did Scout there. Yeah, okay. Blue Lion. The stated rates for the dong have been upwards of $2 plus. Will the contract rate possibly increase?
It's a possibility. It would make sense if it came out higher. I mean, if at 47 cents, the contract rate was supposed to be $2. So if it came out at $2, I would expect the contract rate to be somewhere like $5.
Okay. Well, we'll go to some live callers now. 865 area code. you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate the information and the fact that you are with us today, post-birthday. Happy belated.
Thank you.
Alluded on your Wednesday call, and you alluded again in today's call on this until it's in writing. And my question is, writing both in Iraq and the U.S., or just Iraq, or just the U.S.?
Just Iraq, really. Once it's out there and they made a announcement about it or given directions about it, then hey, then I guess I could freely talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So it's something that is out of Iraq. It's not something that we're waiting on anything from the U.S. as well.
No, it's strictly Iraq and notifying citizens and giving them some direction. Anyway.
Okay. Yesterday's party, how detailed was the info that you shared with party attendees? And were they...
Well, what you're trying to get out of me, I actually told them. So anyway...
Do you realize the situation that you're putting those attendees in, because it's known who has attended? My sympathies and condolences to your attendees.
Yes. So let's see what they put out. Maybe they'll be quiet and they'll know that was a reward for showing up at the party.
But did you swear them to secrecy?
No, I did not. I just said, since we're here, and this is my fourth drink, let me tell you guys something.
Okay. Too bad we didn't bug the units for those of us who weren't able to be there. I am curious. There's been a tweet within the last 5 hours off of the Government of Iraq Twitter account where it is noting that representatives of the Iraqi government, World Bank, Iraqi banks, leaders from private sector are meeting in Baghdad to address key challenges facing startups, small businesses, with a focus on access to capital and legal and administrative reforms. Is that meeting having anything to do with what we're looking for?
Well, yeah, because it says also, if I'm right, freeing up for investment from outside sources, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that meeting should be exactly what we're looking for.
Kido, I appreciate your help with that. We'll know what to be scouring for. And the 10 days and everything else, my hope is that when this information comes out, that it's not going to be April Fool's Day material, given that Monday is April Fool's Day. So it's going to have to be made very clear that this is straight information that we follow up in 10 days from that, whenever. Gotcha?
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. No April Fool's. We don't do that with this.
Indeed. I just want to clarify and appreciate it, because whenever you tell us, we know to add on the 10 days, and that's going to be a wonderful April to have our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. Again, thanks so much for all the info. Most appreciated. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care.
Let's have a great weekend. We'll see you
I'm going to try. You too. Thank you.
Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey.
All right. I'm going to keep this one short again today, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. And when you're sending in your donations, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to include your phone number. This way, it's easier for Ray to track the donations as they're coming in. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you for all you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
765 area code. You are on.
Yeah, Ray, Tony, how's things going?
Okay.
All right. Good morning. How are you?
To the nth degree.
That's good. Happy belated birthday, Tony.
All right. Thank you.
Couple questions. Can you go over the IMF platform, how those are going to work again? Is that through the Treasury or through the IMF? How's those going to work?
Yeah, it's going to have to go through, I think, through our Treasury here. I'm not sure, but we're going to get all the information after the IRB is announced. I know they have over $1 trillion in projects that they want to offer us an opportunity to invest in. So getting the, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed and the exact procedure, they're not letting out until afterwards. So I can't do that. But as soon as I get it, we will broadcast it or we'll do a call explaining it. So if your bankers aren't aware, we'll be able to let you know what to ask them for. Okay?
Okay. Now, what a guy with, you know, maybe $300 or $400 million when this thing's done, what kind of rate can a guy, I mean, I've heard some crazy rates out there. What kind of a rate do you think a guy might have an opportunity to get?
A rate for what?
As far as the interest rate, if you go through that IMF program or through the Treasury deal. I mean, do you think a guy will get 1% or 2% per month? Is that realistic?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely realistic. That program is designed for that guy, but it could be 1% or 2% a week or 5% a week. You got to remember, you know, this platform and the money that they're putting it into is, I mean, it's a global thing, and it turns over a whole lot faster than your normal bank does for your savings. And that's why they pay out weekly on these type of events.
Should we be concerned about, in that type of deal, should we be concerned about our money as bad as we would be if you just invested it with the bank as far as losing your money? Are those going to be a lot more secure deals?
I think they will be a lot more secure because of the amount of money and who we're dealing with, and it's on a global scale. So those are good questions to ask before you get involved in it, but I think it's going to be protected a whole lot better.
Okay. Well, and then one last question. What's your percentage of thinking this thing's going to go this weekend, 100 numbers before Monday?
I was going to say, call me Saturday afternoon, I'll tell you.
Have Ray text me your phone number then, and I'll do that.
Okay. I'm feeling good about the information that's flowing. I just can't, I mean, it's come from different directions. So, but we've been this close before, and something went wrong. Maybe not them saying they're going to make so many announcements in one day, but I know we've been this close to it actually happening before. So,
are we back to waiting? Are we back to 100% waiting on an announcement out of Iraq, or are we past that?
No, we're still waiting for, I mean, we're waiting for the announcement because, you know, I just say, hear what they say, but watch what they do, right? That's the important part.
Yeah.
And that's what we're waiting for, to see what they do. Okay.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I appreciate you guys' time, and have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you before Monday.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty. 303, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
And happy belated birthday, and I hope your hangover isn't too bearing you today from your birthday celebrations.
It's not too bad.
That's excellent. I've been down with a flu, sicker than a dog, so I'm going to the last gentleman asked about four of my questions, so I will ask this one, which is just an informational type. How's Winston doing?
He's doing fine. Absolutely.
Is he still in
fine.
This with us?
Well, he's still here, but he's not, he's not obviously here, but
yeah.
He's with everybody else waiting to get paid, pretty sure.
Well, then I think we should get paid this weekend then. So,
okay.
All right. Since I can hardly talk, I thank you for the time and thanks for taking my call, Ray.
All right, sir. Thank you. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How y'all doing?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I have my bus fare.
What was that?
I have my bus fare.
Do you? How much you have?
Two tokens.
That ain't gonna be
enough.
I'll say 50 cents. Exchange first, and then we'll talk. We'll be all right after that. Tony, I hate I didn't make it to your party, but I'm sure you had a good time. I'm sure you did.
I had a super fantastic time. I did.
Hey, Tony, did I tell you she wasn't coming? I told you that last week, so you knew not to look for it.
What did I tell you, Tony, the reason why I wasn't coming? He remember if the RV came, I would be there. I'd have some money to get my ticket.
I told him that you and Grateful Heart are sisters, and like the Bopsy twins.
You need to stop your mess. Anyway.
Neither one of you going to show up.
Well, we're going to show you. We're going to fix you on that. One of these days, you're going to be surprised. We just got to get the RV first. That's what we're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be all right. Mm-hmm. But, Tony, one of my questions would be, I know I heard you say earlier in the call that something has started in Kurdistan, and I'm assuming that started is what we could possibly be waiting on. Would I be correct on thinking that, or am I totally wrong? Or can you not answer it? And if you can't, I understand.
The RV has not started in Kurdistan.
So that's not what you were talking about. Okay. All right.
No.
So my next question is, well, I just wanted to know. You know, you just got to go on and ask what you got to ask. All right. And then my next question is, I know you said by April 1st, as far as, you know, getting started with the Vegas thing and all of that, you could at least get started on, I guess, making plans for that. So to me, that would make me think that we could possibly see this thing before then if you're going to be planning that. That's what I took from that, and I could be totally wrong. So if that's the case, the 10 days could start, if it happens tomorrow, it would be starting. Would it be starting tomorrow or would it be starting Sunday? Is it 10 days from the day that it starts or 10 days, one day after, would be starting the starting of the 10 days?
Well, let's do it one day after, so everybody knows. So the first day, everybody can just be excited. And then they'll give us 10 days to get our bank accounts in line, get everything, and do our one day of giving. Now, everybody can give every day, and I hope you do.
Right.
But on that 10th day, we're going to give TNT around the world. Everybody give in TNT, okay?
Okay, that makes sense.
And we'll talk about it as soon as this happens. Okay.
Right. Okay, well, that's my question. I guess I will still be waiting and ready and hoping that we hear something by tomorrow. And then maybe we'll have another call over the weekend. And so we just have to stay close to our phone. We never know what may happen. So, all right. Well, I will
We'll tweet it out to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
See you later, Ray. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
731 area code, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Quick question. I'm a little unsure about what the rate on the dong is. You keep saying $2 and something. Is the $2 and something part the contract rate, or is that what you expect it will come out at, and then a contract rate will be higher than that?
We're seeing the rate that they're seeing on the screen is going between 47 cents and $2 and something. So we don't know where it's going to come out. If it comes out at 47 cents, yes, I expect the contract rate to be $2. If it comes out somewhere else, I expect the contract rate to change.
Okay. Well, that was it. Just curious. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
423 area code, you are on.
Ah, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Oh, wonderful news. Wonderful news. One of my questions is, you say it's been this close before and then it stopped. And my question is, the people that stopped it, are they on board now? Are we still thinking they might jump up at the last minute and stop it? Or are they behind it happening?
All my information says they are. They signed off on the release code, like they said. They've been sitting there just waiting to be sent out. So hopefully nothing changes between now and then. It's ready to go.
Okay. That's good news. That's good news. And, you know, back years ago, I know when D.C. was on here, we used to always talk about the info and everything. He said at best we got 60 or 70%. That's all we can know. Do you think it's different now that things have kind of been out in the open, that we really know more than 60 or 70%, or that you all do?
I think you got that backwards. You probably said there's 60 or 70% that we don't know. Not that we know.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
that
it was
we don't know.
Don't say that. That's terrible.
Nah.
You still think there's a lot
No, I don't think there's a lot we don't know. We're just waiting. But there are still technical things that are being done and agreed upon, I guess, or could be we're just waiting for this date. We started off fresh.
Yeah.
But everything... If the budget is open, the budget is supposed to be open tomorrow. They're supposed
to
start paying people the oil profits and everything tomorrow. We just need to wait and see what rate they open the budget at, how much they start paying them. Courtesy has fought for years to get their 17.3. They agreed on 12. Now, this week it went from 16 to a little bit over 17.5. What they initially wanted. So everybody is excited, and we'll see if the payouts start tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds great. I know initially we thought, you know, everybody's supposed to think it's a scam so that the whole population wouldn't get in. But now there seems to be so much out there. But are we thinking that most people aren't even paying attention, so it's really no different now?
No.
Like
the dinar itself, the dinar itself
has never been a scam. There have been some scams around I'm trying to explain it. There have been some scams around the dinar. People have been selling the old dinar with Saddam Hussein on it, taking people's money. People were putting groups together and having people send them all their dinar and dong, scamming them out of their money. There's been, you know, people set up multi-level marketing of selling the dinar, which was a scam out of the money that they got. So there's been a bunch of scams around the dinar, but nobody has actually come out and said that dinar itself is a scam, because that's a lie, because banks are selling it. I can tell you guys all the time. You can go to the bank right now and buy a dinar. So I don't know any bank that would be promoting a scam.
Right. Well, maybe I used the wrong word, but I know over the years we have shared it with a lot of people, and then of course they check with their banks and they say no, it's never going to happen, and yada yada yada. So I'm not saying to scam.
No, you're right in what you're saying, and I'm just telling you what it is. The banks are definitely going to say that, because you know I was telling guys last night, and I'll tell you guys before, what bank wants all the employees to go out and buy a million dinar or a million dong? And the day the RVs announce, they all get up, walk off their job, saying, I don't need you no more. And the bank has all these empty locations, and then we can't even get processed. Because they told everybody, yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. I mean, who wouldn't buy into that? My employer says, yeah, it's real. They're going to do it. All these people are going to be rich. But, you know, I shouldn't do it. I mean, who does that make sense to?
Well, that doesn't make sense, but it doesn't make sense either that they've been so misinformed and that they're going to be left out and that they're going to be willing to do an exchange for us. I would think that would cause people to walk out right there more than if they had dinar and could sign a little said, I'll give you 30 days to help people exchange. But you know what I mean? I mean, if I was a teller.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but let's look at this. You are a teller.
Okay.
And now you find out that the RV is real. And, man, I could have bought some of this and been a millionaire. So my job is paying me $15 an hour. And 5 days from now, 10 days from now, I got a house payment, a car payment, and I want to keep my lights on. So do I just get up and walk off the job because I'm mad at them?
No, but I'd be looking for a different job. I hear what you're saying, but I just think the whole thing is going to be so disappointing that there's going to be a lot. Could they? Never mind. That's probably not a question for the call. So anyway, hey, listen, here's another thing I want to say. If your information is confidential and you can't tell us on this call, don't do it, because you said before you've let stuff leak out and then have changed things. So don't say a word. And if anybody asks you, say, no, we're not telling. You got to keep this thing.
Just tell them I don't know what you're talking about, huh?
That's right.
I have
no idea. I know nothing. Okay, Tony, Ray, thank you so much. And I hope we're back on a call tonight or tomorrow. And I hope we're celebrating this weekend. Yes.
Okay.
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 All right.
God bless
Thanks.
You. Bye.
Okay, bye.
773 area code, you are on. 773 area code, you're on. One more time, 773. All right, 209 area code. You are on.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Okay, my question is, when we open an account or we go to the exchange and we open an account. Do we exchange the dinar, open one account, do an exchange, open an account for the dong and Zim, or do we do the exchange and all three go in there and we go back and open the account for the dinar?
Okay, he told me to do separate accounts. So I do my exchange, we know what the amount is. I need this amount from the dinar put in this account. I need the rest put in this account. So I need to do two accounts. Now, the banker is going to tell you what?
No, let's just put it all in one and we'll split it up later. Well, that's your exchange, all in one. So unless it initially goes into a separate account, it's going to be considered one. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know that it means anything at all.
Okay, so that I have it clear in my mind. What you're saying is when I do my exchange, I do my Dinar exchange, open account, then do my my Dong and my Zim and open an account. Is that correct?
What I'm saying is, hey, when I sit down to do my exchange or with manager, I need two accounts because I want to split this up. Okay. So this is what I'm a Dinar I have. This is everything else I have. Let's make our deal, our agreement. This is the rates. This is going to be the interest rates. Okay. Now let's exchange this Dinar into this account. Let's exchange everything else into this account. I want my exchange to be one. I want to make my deal based on my total amount. I just want the deposits put in two separate accounts.
Okay. That was very plainly explained to me, and I appreciate that. Now, you've always said, I have an unusual question, but you said there's no bad question. Because of what's going on, because you think I'm setting you up, but I'm not. Because the Democrats are saying 70% of the rich people, they want to tax 70%. Obviously, we're going to be rich. So are they going to take that 70% after we make this wealth, or do they take it now when we get the wealth?
Okay.
If they were to make it,
first of all, it's not law. It's not law. And it's a long way from being law. So it has nothing to do with us today. It's just on somebody's wish list.
Okay. So with that, then, I thank you very much, and I'm very grateful I got on the call because somehow or other I got kicked off, and I wasn't expecting to be able to ask my question. So thanks, guys. God bless, and hopefully we get a call on Saturday from you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
509. Area code, you're on.
Good morning and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm super fantastic.
And Ray?
Fantabulous, sir. The nth degree.
Great. You know, the article that said they're starting the process of possibility of arresting Maliki for what he did in Mosul, why would they give him a heads up? Doesn't he have homes in England and other countries that he can escape to? They're giving him a warning.
Well, I'm sure they're watching him 24 hours a day. And he needs a passport. He needs to get out. And a couple of years ago, they already stopped him from getting out the country one time. I don't even know if I told you guys that a couple of years ago, they stopped his plane. And they had money in the sidewalls. They had money sewn into the seats.
I remember that.
I mean, yeah, okay. I didn't know if I told you. Millions and millions of dollars he was trying to fly out the country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're watching him real close. Okay.
Great, because he has influenced so many things in Iraq for that's not good, and the new prime minister seems to have a handle on most of that. Are they going to make the announcements on the who the new parliament's going to be on Saturday? Is that one of the announcements, you think?
It hasn't been said that would be one. There's other things. I wouldn't be surprised after that. I mean, they already know who it is, so they're just holding it until after.
And then what about the release of the Lord Denoms?
What about them?
Did they mention they were going to be make it available in the ATM machines like Saturday or Monday?
Did somebody say that?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Or Sunday. I mean,
one
we don't know where it's going to be. So, this is what happened. Yeah, one of the things I told everybody on my birthday, I've gotten a bunch of texts saying, don't tell anybody. Don't tell them on this call. Don't do that. And Maria just sent me a text and said, I don't know what you said, but I got 54 text messages, and they're still coming, wanting to know what you told us at the party. So,
okay.
That should be an interesting day for Maria. Okay.
Okay.
It's less than 24 hours. We're going to see what happens. Nobody's going to be upset. And nobody's going to say, man, Tony told everybody when I told him, don't tell anybody. So we're going to be okay.
Okay.
It'll be a good day tomorrow if it works out. So if we get all three announcements, it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
The sun will come out. The lights will be shining.
One way or the other.
That's right.
Either the whole world's going to know what's happening, we're going to have proof of it, or it's going to happen. One way or the other. If they make those three announcements tomorrow.
Okay, that's great. All right, well, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you. You guys have a really good day and happy belated birthday.
All right, thank you.
Okay, 301 area code, you're on.
Yes, how you doing, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
Fabulous.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yourself.
All right. I got four quick questions. I'm going to take a whole bunch of your time. But the first one is, I'm supposed to be meeting a banker. I'm going to meet him Tuesday. So when I sit down, the banker's with Chase Bank, by the way. So
okay,
when
can you speak up
talk,
a little bit? I can barely hear you.
Okay, hold on for a sec. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to take it off the speakerphone. Put it on.
Okay, can you hear me better?
All right, yeah.
All right, good. Okay, so I'm meeting this banker Tuesday. So when I sit down and talk with this guy, and hopefully everything had happened as we are anticipating for Saturday, when I sit down and talk with him, when it comes to this contract rate that I hear you guys talk about, do I at that point right there say, hey, look, I want the contract rate, or do I, you know, how do you go about that? And forgive me, I'm kind of a novice in this, so I hadn't heard all the broadcasts. But how do you go about
okay.
it? I just sit there and say, hey, look, I want the contract raise, rate.
All right. So I made my appointment. I'm going in. And I got enough that I'm going to see the wealth manager or private banker. I'm going in. And I'm going to say, hey, before we start, give me the current rate. And he's going to give me the rates for the dong, the dinar, the zim, whatever currency I want. And then you say, okay. So I know the contract rate is $28.50 on the dinar. How do I get that? How much of that do I get at the contract rate? Because there may be a limit to it. And he does that. All right. So now how do I get the contract rate on the dong and the highest rate on the zim? Because that's what I want. Now, I didn't just run in on the first hour as soon as this happened. I waited 10 hours, 12 hours, or I waited 2 days, 3 days, so that other people have gone in can come out and tell me what they're experiencing already, or that we can find out these are the true contract rates and this is what you go in with. I'm not the first mouse, you know, but I'm not going to be the last. But you can go in and do that. So, and he'll tell you, well, you know, hey, this is our bank. We're giving the contract rate out to, you know, people with $2 million or more, $10 million or more, $20 million or more. Because all they have to do, guys, and we're going to watch it. I made an agreement, and I agreed with them, that a certain percentage of us would get the contract rate. How it's handed out and divvied out is up to them. But this percentage would actually get the contract rate of $28.50, and that's what I'm going to be looking for. And that's what I'm even wanting people to report back to me, who got the $28.50, so we'll know they lived up to their end of the bargain.
Gotcha. Okay? All right. My other question is, okay, that was excellent explanation. My next question is, do you have a list of money managers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
No. I don't have a list of any money managers anywhere. You guys are going to have to do that.
Sounds good. Third question. Do you need the 800 number, or is that just for hundreds of millions as opposed to, let's say, 27 or 30 million?
You don't need the 800 number. The 800 number is for people who want to make sure they're going to someone qualified to handle their amount of money. Now, you can go to the teller, and, you know, if you have too much, they're just going to tell you you have to make an appointment, and they're going to give you an 800 number to call, and then you make an appointment there. Or you can go to a bank person you already know, a wealth manager, private banker, who has told you to come back to them, and you go there, you walk in, and same thing. Hey, this is how much I have. He's going to say, I can help you, or I can find the next guy to help you because that's above my pay grade, and work it like that. Or I can dial the 800 number, tell them exactly how much I got, and when I go to my appointment, I know that guy can handle what I have because that's who they scheduled me, someone who can handle what I have.
Gotcha. Excellent. Last question, and I appreciate you guys' patience. The last one is on the Forex. I went the other day, did one of those accounts just for grins and giggles, and I was looking for the dinar and the dong. Now, I just have the dong. And it said it didn't trade on there because I was trying to figure out where could I be able to get this, when it does change over, where can I get that information outside of, obviously getting a Twitter or whatever from you guys or being on your website if I don't have access to that. Is there another place that I can find out where that rate would be, Monday or Tuesday?
Well, when it goes live, the rate's going to be on Forex.
Okay.
So you just go right back there, go to exotic currencies. It's going to be listed right there. It is not mainstream at that time. Because the banks are going to go to Forex to set their rate every day.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you once again. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Let your plugs out. All right. We got you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
So, wait a minute. Before we wrap up, though, we got to do this real quick. And we're going to wrap this segment up. You had a birthday yesterday. But we do have a member whose mother is celebrating her birthday today. Country Girl 59. 60th birthday today. Happy birthday, Country Girl 69. 59, excuse me.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to
party, party, time to celebrate. Yeah. Birthday, Country Girl 59.
Okay. Country Girl 59. Is 60 years old today.
Yeah.
So happy birthday. Here we go. All right, Ray.
All right.
Guys, just stay alert. Be looking. We'll tweet out something. We'll send out a blast. Hoping that three announcements are made tomorrow to change our world. So let's see what happens. But until then, enjoy your day. Rest of this day, the weekend, I'm going to enjoy mine. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this segment for TNT. It's Fantabulous this Friday. Enjoy your weekend. If anything exciting happens, we will text you. We'll get the word out. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Believe it, yeah.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend.